The following message is an Antioch Bible Church presentation.
Turn me to John chapter 14. We do not take breaks on where we are in Scripture on special holidays. And we try to always stay in the Word of where we are as we're preaching through, because we go book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. So wherever that holiday falls on, we just keep on preaching right there. And out of basically 28 years, every time we come to a special holiday, God has coordinated that where we are lines up with the holiday. That is sovereignty right there. Out of 28 years, it only failed once. And we won't talk about that one. Because people are still talking about that one. you can put up there as a question, what was that time, Pastor, that it didn't line up? And I'd be more than happy to explain it to you later on. But today, on this Easter Sunday, what we are on is not only a perfect section, it is a perfect verse for this Easter. Is verse 6 of John chapter 14. Now this sermon is the kind of type of sermon that should be preached standing up. But since I have three services today, and I am a tired, weak man, I thought I would preserve my energy for those who are going to be lazy and come at the third service. But then I thought, forget them. Should have got up earlier. Amen. They wouldn't have had a seat, but they should have been here. Can I have an amen? So I'm going to give you all the energy I got, and if whatever's left over, if I faint during the third service, just put the tape on. I'm going to read the verse to you, and then we're going to pray. And then we're going to get into a time where you need to make some decisions on this Easter Sunday. Our Lord and Savior made a decision on this Easter Sunday, and that was to get out of the grave. And I want to know how many of you is still in your grave. How many of you refuse to get out of the dirt? Get away from your tombstone and make decisions to live for the risen Lord. John 14, verse 6, perfect verse for the day. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except by me. Now, I don't know about you, but that is either the truth or it comes from a very egotistical human being. I can't hear you. Amen. Now, if I stood up and said, you want to hear good preaching? You're only going to hear it from me. Well. What, that's the truth? You know right there that wouldn't be the truth. You know that you can get truth somewhere else other than Antioch. You know that others hold the truth up high. But if I made a boast, you'll never get better preaching than you're going to get from me. I better back that up. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, thank you so much for being our God. And thank you for the privilege that we have to open your word. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to jump back in your word today. On this Easter Sunday, Jesus Christ is saying some of the most astonishing words ever put out by man. And Father, we got to come to the conclusion. Is it true? Move your servant out of the way that you may have the freedom to say and do whatever to whomever. For those of us who need comfort, I pray you would comfort us. And for those of us who need conviction, Lord, I pray you will convict us. On this Easter Sunday, may we never be the same when we leave, because your word has been given. Help us, Lord, for we believe, but we need help in our unbelief. In your Son's most holy, precious, and glorious name, we all say,
praise God.
That's a bold statement right here. We're not talking about just something that's thrown out haphazardly. This is a statement of truth. Thus, it messes up all the discussions about other religions. There's lots of people say, well, there's lots of religions. And there's other people that say, well, there's many ways to God. You ever heard that one? How do you think as a Christian that you think yours is the only way? Why do you think that all other religions can't be true if you just think Christianity is? You ever heard that one?
Yes, sir.
Well, what about all other people over in Africa? I'm really surprised. Why does people always pick on people in Africa? Is there not some jungle in Peru? What would you call them, Peruvians?
Yes, sir.
Well, what about all the Peruvians down there in the jungle? And you talk about Christianity. They may never heard about Christ. You know what my answer is? If they haven't, too bad. Because they can't make it to heaven if they don't. Woo, I can't understand you believing that. Well, what about all the people over in Haiti? And what about the people in here? And what about your neighbors? We got a lot of people that go on a short-term mission across and out of the country to talk about Christ, but won't open the door to walk over to your neighbor and say, hey, do you know Jesus? Maybe we need to give you a round-trip ticket to go somewhere and back so you can witness to your neighbor. Jesus Christ messed it up. He messed up the whole conversation when he said, nope, I am the only. No, Pastor, you got to understand, you are too myopic. You Christians are too narrow-minded. Really? Wow, wow. Let me see if I can throw something at you to think about. Now, I don't want you to become spiritual, okay? To give me a spiritual answer. I want you to give me what you truly would answer. If no one else could hear it, no one else could see it, but too bad, we all can hear it and see it. I want to ask you a question. If you had all the money was not an issue, and you could buy any car you wanted, if you wanted to buy the best car, how many of you would pick out the best car and go buy the second best? Raise your hand. If you had all the money you need, all the money you wanted, that was not an issue, and you can buy any car you want, the best car out there, you would go, you know what? I'm gonna buy the second best car. Anyone? Christians, anyone? You can speak up. People need to hear this. We got a tape rolling. People need to hear your answer. Would you go and buy the second best car?
No.
All right, that's what I'm talking about right there. We getting honest there in church. How about if you could buy the very best house? Now, that doesn't mean that there's not other houses.
Right.
That doesn't mean there's not other cars. But what I'm asking you is, if you could buy the very best house that you want, I'm talking about luxury. You don't even care what other Christians think. You just won't let them in. Because you know if you let them in, what they're going to do? They're going to compare. They're going to compare. Can I have them? But you don't care because you want the best. You know what, I'm talking about when I say we want the best? I'm talking about you leave your bedroom at 7:15 and get to the kitchen at 9:15. And you're driving. Woo! That's a house right there. Even if you're doing the speed limit. You see that and you will walk right by it, not by it, and by the second best. How many of you would do it? Raise your hand. Brother, I thought you was raising your hand when you raised that coat right there. Oh, I thought you raised your hand. I'm going to say, woo, bro. You're a lot more spiritual than I am because I'm going to go for the best. Now, if you won't go for the second best when it comes to a car, and you won't go for the second best when it comes to a house or a job or a coat or shoes or a suit, a dress, a gown, I don't know. If you won't go for the second best, why would you go for the second best when it comes to a Savior?
Amen. Wow.
Oh, you want to discuss other religious leaders? I haven't seen anywhere in the world where they celebrate anything greater than B.C. and A.D. Divide time among our Savior. I've seen B.C. I've even seen in Israel B.C.E. You know what B.C. is? Before the common era. They won't say before Christ. But they do divide time around Christ. But I've never seen BM. Can I have an amen? Oh, that's before Muslims. That's sick-minded folks in this church. I had to explain that. Or BB, before Buddha. No. Why settle for second best when the best says I am the best? You got to make a decision. Of the three L's that has come out many years ago, when I was young, you know, before the earth crust hardened.
Yes.
It came out, is Jesus Christ, by this statement here alone, is he a liar? Is he a lunatic? Or is he Lord? You got to make one of those decisions, folks. I don't care who you are, where you are, where you're from, what your background is, where you've been raised, you got to make a decision. Is he a liar? Because I've never seen someone die for a lie and knew it was a lie, except when they were protecting someone else. Can't hear you.
Amen.
And even then, they think twice about doing it. I've seen a lot of people die for a lie now, but they didn't know it was a lie. Is he a lunatic? Absolutely nuts, just crazy. Truly believed that he was the Messiah. But wasn't. On this Easter Sunday, can you decide the L that you're going to deal with? And the third L is he who he say he is? Is he Lord?
Yes.
Is he truly the Lord? And if he is, truly the Lord, God Almighty, came to earth in the flesh. Why do you still struggle with him? I don't know about you, but there's two words that don't go together. Lord and no. Can I have an amen, somebody? You are the Lord, but no. I'm not doing that. So I guess we better talk about liars and some lunatics before we get to talking about the Lord, eh? Is there any liars in the Bible? Are you sure now? There are liars in the Bible. And they're worth being written about. Brother said, they're in there. Man, I love Antioch. They won't let you get away with nothing. Since I don't want you to burn too much energy on this Easter Sunday, because we got to go and celebrate some great understandings of what's going on, and that's find some eggs. So we don't want you to burn too much energy. So go over to John chapter 18. Let me know when you're there. You got a hot tub. I hear the hot tub. I got to praise the Lord right there. All right. You guys got it? Yes, John chapter 18, verse 15 with me. And Simon Peter followed Jesus. So did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest. Anyone know who that other disciple was? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Jesus has a disciple that was known by the high priest. Pretty influential family this man comes from, wouldn't you think? And went in with Jesus into the court of the high priest. My boy Caiaphas. But Peter stood at the door outside. Where did Peter stand? How many of you have ever tried to pretend like you was outside of Christ? You know what I mean, just by being quiet about your Christianity. Then went out the other disciple who was known unto the high priest and spoke unto the one that kept the door and brought Peter in. Does this man have some influence? Yes, he not only can get into the inner court where Caiaphas is dealing with Jesus, he's able to bring someone else in. That'd be like me having enough influence to go to Rome. Can I have an amen? Amen. Go to Rome. Anybody know what's in Rome? Vatican are Italians. Okay. Some of you get it on the way home. And I walked into the Vatican. Not only did I have influence to go into the Vatican, but I got enough influence and I'm known well enough that I grabbed the new Pope, Pope Francis. And we walk out on the balcony together. Somebody give me an amen on that. And you know you got influence when half the people are saying, who is that up there with Hutch?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yes, sir. So a man, a disciple, and he calls himself the one who Jesus loved, you know. He gets Peter in. Now, then said the maid, evidently it must be the maid that's keeping the door because, you know, Peter has kind of slid inside the door. Then the little maid said to Peter, aren't you one of his disciples? Peter said, you know I am. Proud to be. Walk with him. We'll die for him. Just promised it this same night. There ain't no way I'm afraid. Nah.
Nope.
Now, that's the truth. That will come from a truth teller. You want to know what comes from a liar? Nope. Not me. Don't know him. Now, a lot of you, you know, you may get upset about Peter lying. Well, how often have you lied? Oh, I don't lie, Pastor. Really? How about your conduct at work that people don't even know who's worked for you for 5 years, with you for 5 years, don't even know you're a Christian? And then when they find out, they go, ooh, I didn't know you was a Christian by the way you act. Are you lying about the life that Christ has given you? Now, is Jesus a liar or are we the liar?
We are.
Do we make Jesus seem like a liar by the way we act? I mean, is that the only time? Did he get some guts after this? You see, Jesus has to be a truth teller. He can't be a liar, because if Jesus, after being spent, he spent 3 years with Peter. 3 years. If Jesus had proven to be a liar, Peter wouldn't feel bad about lying. So, do you feel good about lying? I don't lie, Pastor. I get worried sometimes. Couldn't hear you. Yeah. Is worry a sign of a lying Christian? Yeah. Don't take it personal. Just change it. Because a lot of you take it, you get it personal, then you walk out without changing. You just be mad at the pastor. Don't get mad at me. I'm just a messenger. And I'm going to stop right here, and you're going to leave and get in your car and walk away and enjoy the rest of the sunshine. But Jesus is going to get in the car with you. Amen. We just lying like crazy. On this Easter Sunday, can we decide to drop the L in our lives? That means lying. Peter ought to. Look what he does. High priest asked him, oh, what's going on with you and your disciples? I can imagine Jesus looking over. If you can see Peter looking over, Peter said, well, you know, I know one is lying right now. But he says, I taught in the synagogue, I taught in the temple, I taught in the open. Why are you asking me here? You heard me. You heard what I said. What you going to do about it? Verse 22, and when he had thus spoken, one of the officers who stood by struck my Lord and saved. Bam! Then he said, you answer the high priest when he asks you a question. Doesn't he know that Jesus is the high priest? Because if he isn't, he's lying. He's king and, can you answer me out there, Carl? Jesus is king and priest, high priest. And he smacks the high priest because he's not answering the low priest. He said, now, if I was wrong, if I said something wrong, prove it. But if I didn't say anything wrong, why did you have the nerve to hit me? I don't know about you, but have you been watching any of the Bible series that's been on TV? There's some really theatrical freedom in a lot of it. It's good in the aspect of just bringing the light that, can you imagine Jesus just walking in a place? Can you imagine what the disciples must feel like walking in with the most important man of all times, God Almighty in history, walking on the scene together? So can you imagine Jesus looking that soldier in the eye and say, why did you strike me? And then there's one who has spent 3 years with him, afraid to look a little maid in the eye and tell the truth. Verse 25, and Simon Peter stood by a fire, was warming himself after they sent him, went to Annas, back from Annas, back to Caiaphas. Verse 24, it comes back to Caiaphas. Verse 25, and Simon Peter stood and warmed himself around a little fire. They said therefore unto him, aren't you one of his disciples? He said, you know, I denied it the first time, but I'm not going to deny it the second time. I've already been convicted about my lying. Is that what he did? You know what he did? He lied again. I think he kind of figured he needs to fulfill the Trinity. He gonna lie to God, he gonna lie to the Holy Spirit, and he gonna lie to the Lord. Because what did Jesus tell him before this, earlier that night? You gonna deny me, bro. See, since Jesus is a truth teller, something's gotta take place. And you know what's so sad? That he could say it about a believer. I just want to know, folks, have you got intestinal fortitude enough to tell the truth? Don't become a liar to save your nasty soul. To save your public relationship organization. What people think about you personally. Jesus is not a liar. Believers shouldn't be a liar. Oh, I like this one. Peter just go, nope, not me. Nah, sorry. Whoo, got through that one. Verse 26. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter just cut off. Do you think if someone cuts your ear off the same night, you would remember him? It's just a small chance. My boy walks up. You can just see it, can't you? He'll walk up to Peter and go. Aren't you one of the disciples? With all that evidence against him. You know what he did? He lied. Oh, I just look like him. That wasn't me, bro. I know would have cut your ear off. I'm not that kind of man. I wouldn't have lost my temper like that and cut your ear off. How many of you have a... Oh, you're looking at me like, okay, this isn't really personal, so you don't have to worry about it too much. How many of you ever said something like this, Christians? Please forgive me, I really didn't mean that. Anyone ever said anything? No, don't raise your hand now. I just want you to think about this personally. You ever said, I didn't mean that. I was just mad. You know you just lied? Now you can say, I don't mean that now. I was just mad when I said it a minute. Because it's from a nasty heart at times. It's from a hurt heart. It's from a broken heart. But when you say something like that, that you got to apologize for later, you meant it. And your partner meant it. Because if your partner knows you well enough to know that you didn't mean it, it wouldn't bother them. Jesus not a liar. Is he? Turn with me to John 14 now. Check this out. Now, if he's not a liar, because it's hard for a liar to help another liar except in to tell him more lies. Can I have an amen? That's the only way a liar can help is make the situation worse. Especially when the truth comes out. Can you imagine if there was enough evidence, something came out right now to prove to you and I that Jesus was a liar? Huh? If that proof came out that could not be debated, that Jesus was a liar, how would it affect you? How would it affect you believing in a wrong Savior? Don't tell me it wouldn't bother. Well, don't tell me, especially if you're committed, it wouldn't mess you up. People can tell you some lies and make it look good and mess you up in your walk. That's why they call it cults. Not cults, cults. The cults can mess up a whole church. But if someone proved that he was lying, let's forget Jesus. Let's get closer to home. What if I was proven to be a known habitual liar? Your pastor, me, proven without any debate that I am a known liar. How would that affect you? What would you think that all these years you've been fooled by someone you thought was righteous? Jesus said unto him, I am the way. I am the truth and the life. No man comes unto the Father except by me. Now he's either not lying and telling the truth, or he's an absolute lunatic. Turn with me to Luke chapter 8. When you get there, let me know. Shout it out. Luke chapter 8, verse 19. I heard a praise the Lord. I heard another praise the Lord. Woo! Man, people are finding the verses. You know, you can go to Google. I got a Christian brother. I'm not going to tell you his name, Dan Graff. You say anything, he goes to Google. I think he Googled his own name one time. See if he was at Bible study. Little boy called the 911. Then my mom said that if I needed help to call 911. She said, yes, little boy, what you need? So what is 9 plus 9? She said, son, listen, this is not for that type of information, and this is for emergency. And in the background you hear, boy, what are you doing on that phone? And the lady says, it's 18, hang up. Look at verse 26. Anybody got 26? Chapter 8? You was at 19, weren't you?
Yeah.
That's the wrong verse. Verse 26. And they arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when he went forth to the land, there met him out of the city a certain man who had demons for a long time. He wore no clothes. He didn't live in a house. And he ran around and lived in the tombs. Can I ask you a question? Is this man crazy? Is this man a lunatic? Boy, running around with no clothes on, living in tombs and holes. Something's up with him. And it gets worse. But check this out. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice, said, what have I to do with you, Jesus? Thou Son of God, Most High, I beseech thee, don't torment me. Now, who is speaking? The man or the demons? Ooh, you guys already know this story. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for often it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he broke the bonds and was driven up by the demons into the wilderness. I got a question for you. You got someone crazy that you don't chain up and come out and he broke the chains. Would you be a little nervous? I would be calling somebody that knows how to take care of people like that. Call Mr. Tierney, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Mr. Tierney got a gun. He's a police officer. Bam! Thank you, bro. Don't need no change now. I just want to know, is this man out of his mind? I want to ask you another question then. How can one lunatic help another lunatic? If Jesus is a lunatic, how is he going to help the other lunatic? See, the best thing a lunatic can do for another lunatic is change pills. Can I have an amen, somebody? If you're in the crazy house, how are you helping someone else? You going to counsel them? He's just as crazy as you are. So if Jesus was a lunatic, how can he help this lunatic? I think your answer by your looks at me is, he can't. You ever seen a sheep try to help another sheep? Can't hear you. That's why sheep need a shepherd. Because, you know, a sheep fall over. You ought to see the other sheep there run up and lean up against them. Try to pick them up. Get them off their back. They call it being cast. You ever seen a sheep do that to another sheep? God can't hear you. That's why God called us sheep. Elephants do it. Did you know that? Elephants do it all the time. One elephant gets sick. Elephants get on each side of it and lean up against it and lift it and hold it up. But a sheep won't do that. Sheep would just go, what up? You better get up. Sheep is not going to help another sheep, Jack. Sheep just keep on eating. Help. Verse 30, and Jesus asked him, saying, what is your name? He said, Legion, because he had many demons in him. And they besought him and said, command us to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of many swine. Did you guys know that this was a Gentile area Jesus in? I mean, did you know that? How do we know it's a Gentile area? Pigs. I don't know if you know this, but Jewish people don't like pork. And that's where it comes from, pigs. I will die by the swine, eat the swine, rub it on my face, swine. Because I'm going to tell you right now, bro. Tell you right now, when I die, I refuse to be poor, skinny. I'm gonna eat till I die so I can be fat. I want everyone to have to buy me a fat casket. And I want it to be hard to carry, because I want y'all to remember me. And there was there a herd of pigs, and Jesus says, okay, go get in the pig. Boom, they ran down the hill violently. Was the man violently when he had the demons? Yeah. Now, why would someone that's a lunatic, that's full of demons, get rid of other demons? Jesus can't be crazy. He can't be a lunatic. He's a savior. And check this out. I love this one. Verse 35, then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the demons were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed. You know, even Jesus knows that the man needs some clothes on. That tells us right there Jesus had some sense. He wasn't crazy. He wasn't a lunatic. They had him clothed. They gave him food. He was in his right mind. And they were all afraid. And they also who saw it told them, by what means he had done this and possessed the demons, because they went into town and the town come out. Now check out this now. Then the whole multitude, verse 37, of the country of the Gerasenes round about besought him to depart from them. For they were taken with great fear, and he went up into the boat and left. Now that just drives me crazy. Here's a whole town that'll put up with a man that's truly crazy. But when the Messiah comes to town, they ask him to leave. Don't tell me that's not crazy. How many of you have ever had this thought? Man, I've been walking with Christ, and it truly hadn't got that much better. It's gotten worse since I've been with Christ. Anybody? You tell me the truth now. Pastor's listening to you. Man, before I became a Christian, I had a job. Became a Christian, I lost it. There's nobody in here like that, right? Can't hear you. Man, before I really dedicated my life to Christ, really to walk with him, things went nuts. I don't know if it's worth it. And you go crazy in your thoughts and your actions. You act like a lunatic by saying, I'm just going to take a break from Christ. Several years ago, young lady decided, man, she just had it. She tried, and she needed to sow some oats. Went and had a one-night stand. How many nights?
One
night. One night stand. She went crazy with her thought of, I'm just going to do my thing. 4 years later, she was dead. That one night stand gave her AIDS. I just want to say, you know, if he's truly Lord, you got to be extremely brave to sin one more time. Can't hear you. See, it takes just as much faith to stay with him as it does to quit. It takes just as much faith to be loyal to him than it does to sin one more time. Because you don't know when God said, that's it. I've had it with you. Anybody want to take that chance? And I'm way over on it. And we got another service. But if he's either a liar, I say no. Is he a lunatic? I say no. Is he Lord? I can't hear you. But check this out. You say he's Lord. Verse 5 of John 14. Sorry, but we're going to have to get this in. Verse 5. Thomas said unto him, Lord, whoa. Thomas, can anyone in here tell me what Thomas is known for? What? Now, Thomas just called him Lord in verse 5. And he's known for what? Now, if you truly believe he's Lord, why are you doubting? Why do you still doubt? How can we go there, Lord? We don't even know the way. If we don't know how to get there, Jesus said unto him, I am the way. You want to know the way, Thomas? You want to get rid of that doubt, Thomas? You want to know where to go, Thomas? Know that I'm the way. On this Easter Sunday, do you know he's the way in your worst times? Now, Jesus said it's going to be a way that's going to be very, very calm. Is that what he said? No. Won't be any problems when you follow my way. Is that what he said? No. Then why are you expecting it? And why you get upset when it isn't? He says, I'm the truth. Does it mean the truth's going to be easy to stand up for? Does it mean you won't lose friends if you give them the truth? Pastor, why, if God is such a loving God, did he tell all his soldiers in the Old Testament to go to a city and kill everybody? I don't know if that's the right way. Well, I don't have no problem with that way. Why, Pastor? Maybe they had an attitude like yours. As Christians, what's your attitude when it comes to the way? What's your attitude when it comes to his truth? What's your attitude when it comes to not getting up tight and going crazy when things are bad? And you tell me, you find another life better than Christ's life. The worst day being a Christian is better than any day that kept me from him. Amen. This is Easter. What you gonna do with the three L's? Gonna get rid of lies in your life? The way you act, the way you talk, you gonna get rid of the craziness of wanting to quit? Are you gonna, even though you made him Lord, are you gonna get rid of the doubt? Father, thank you, amen.
This has been a presentation of Antioch Bible Church. For more information about Antioch Bible Church or to order additional resources, please call 425-556-5905 or go to www.abchurch.org.